بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين الحمد لله وذا فضل انكرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى We have heard Surah Ali Imran in tonight's Taraweeh and this is also a Madani Surah Ali Imran means the family of Imran Imran was the father of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam Imran was married to Hanna. So these were the parents of Maryam. But just before Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was born, her father Imran passed away. Whilst the mother was pregnant, Hanna was very, very pious woman. And she had made a nazar. She had taken an oath that, Ya Allah, whatever I have in my womb, in other words, this child, I am going to make this child in your service. I'm going to free this child completely in your service. Hanna thought that this child would be a male, a boy. And generally, in that time, they would send the sons to the place of worship at the time to make to be of some service in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it in the third para, that Allah had chosen Adam alayhi salatu salam, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, the family of Ibrahim, the family of Imran. Family of Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, from Ishaq, Yaqub, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, and so many other anbiya alayhi salatu salam. And the family of Imran. From Imran, we have Maryam, whose son was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had chosen them and Allah had given them preference over so many others. So the wife of Imran, that is Hanna, according to Mufassireen, that is the mother of Maryam, she says, Rabbi inni nadartu laka ma fi batani. I have made a nadar, an oath, whatever is in my stomach is going to be muharraran. Muharraran is a masculine word, and she thought that this child would be a male. And, Ya Allah, free for your service. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي وَاللَّهِ accepted from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Allah, you all hearing, all knowing. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا But when she gave birth to a female, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعَتُهَا أُنْثَى She expressed astonishment. Ya Allah, I gave birth to a female. Now what do I do? Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى Allah knows very well what she has given birth to. And this girl, this unsa, this female, is not like an ordinary male even. She's different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already praises the quality of this child, Maryam. She's unlike other women of her time. In fact, she surpasses even if her mother gave birth to a boy, he wouldn't have been like Maryam. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the women who have been praised and they are regarded to be the best of women in the world is Maryam. She is one of them. Allah Ta'ala, in the Holy Quran, an entire surah is dedicated to Maryam, Surah to Maryam, in the 16 juz. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq. We will discuss some aspects there. And if I'm not mistaken, I think two years ago in the After Taraweeh, in the last 10 nights, we had done the tafsir of Surah Maryam. Nonetheless, وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. Hannah says, I have kept her name Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Wallah, I seek your protection for this child of mine, that is Maryam, and her progeny from Shaitan, who is the cursed. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any child, or every child that is born, may we find the child cries. In Arabic it's called istihlal. Why does a child cry? Shaitan actually pokes the little baby when the child is born. Shaitan is our enemy. But he could not do this for Maryam, and he could not do this for Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because of this dua. That Allah accepted the dua of Maryam, of Hannah, that protect my child and her progeny, that was Isa alayhi salatu salam. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنًا وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيًّا. Now she's born. Mufassirin explain that the mother takes this child and goes to Baytul Muqaddas, and she presents this child to the others who are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Among them was Zakariya. Who is Zakariya? Zakariya is the brother-in-law of Hannah. Hannah's sister's husband. So she is the uncle of Maryam. Now they all are fighting to look after this child. Little baby, given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine what sacrifices they made. It's easy just to say it. But a little child, and now she's been given away for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's going to grow up there. And so all of them are fighting. Finally, they drew lots. And Allah made it such that she fell into the care of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَفَّلَهَا Zakariya. Zakariya became her kafil. He began to look after her. He built a chamber for her as she grew. Maryam would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, complete seclusion, extremely pure, chaste woman, lot of dignity, respect. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ. Every time Zakariya alayhi salam would go and check on her, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He'll find that she's got rosy, rizq, provisions by her. In time of winter, she'll have even summer fruit. In summer, she'll have fruit of winter. And she could not go out herself. Allah provided it for her. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمْ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. Oh, Maryam, where did you get all this from? Let's look at her answer. هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives rosy to whoever He wishes without any measures. Allah gives and He gives and He gives. For Allah to give is nothing. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. At that juncture, Zakariya saw that Allah is giving her fruit despite it not being the season of that fruit. In the 16th para, Surah Maryam beginning, Zakariya makes a silent dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I am gone very old. إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعْلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. He is gone white. And my bones are gone so weak. Ya Allah, my wife is barren. She can't give birth. But I have a desire to have a son. He saw that Allah provided for Maryam in this condition. He makes his dua. And Allah Ta'ala answers his dua. And Allah grants him Yahya. Inshallah, that we will discuss. Now coming back. So this is Surah Ali Imran. Ali Imran, family of Imran. The name of the surah is because of Imran, who was the father of Maryam, and he is the grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala mentions in this third part, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمٍ. The Christians at that time, they alleged that he was, ilah, and they believe in the Trinity. Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا. They made him ilah, they made him God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his birth was a miraculous birth. Without any father. Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Allah made Jibreel just blow into the collar of Maryam. And Allah said, كُن بِي فَيَكُون. He became. Therefore he is known as كَلِمَةُ وَرُوحٌ مِنْ. He is the ruh. Means ruh. Ruh, yani, the ruhin, one who has life. Life was blown into him. Allah said, kun, and he became. So via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who came and blew. That is all. Without any intervention of any man or anything whatsoever. She was absolutely pure, chaste. She committed no zina, ma'adallah. The Yahud would accuse Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam of making zina, ma'adallah. So the Christians had believed that he is Ilah. Allah says, "Inna mathala Isa indallahi ka mathali Adam." How Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without any parents, without any father. Like that Allah ta'ala created Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Allah created Adam from sand. Allah said, "Be," and he became. So this, inshallah, some other part we will give more detail. But the verses I quoted to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that obey Allah and obey Rasul so that mercy is shown to you. So if you obey Allah and you obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will gain from Allah ta'ala's mercy. Then Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Now this word sari'u means to hasten, to rush. These type of words, this word sari'u comes again in the 27 juz. Very similar verse. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah is saying, hurry, run. In another verse, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. What istibaq? Also means to run. In another verse, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Vie, compete with one another in gaining Jannah. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to become lazy, sit back, relax, in our comfort zones. There is an urgency for us to hasten towards good deeds, to hasten towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَسَارِعُوا, and rush, hasten, to where? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, to the mercy of your Rabb. And that is again the month of Ramadan, time of mercy, seeking Allah Ta'ala's mercy. 2 days have gone already. Believe me, before we know, we'll be sitting here and saying, well, we've come to the end of Ramadan, and now it's already Eid. Time will move so rapidly. We have every opportunity, whilst Allah has given us life and sihat, Allah grant us afiyat, and Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq. Always beg Allah, Allah give me tawfiq to do good deeds. So hasten. We can't just sit, you've got plenty of time, another 28 days. No. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, to the mercy, to the forgiveness of your Rabb, and وَجَنَّةٍ, and towards the garden. Which garden? Jannat. أَرْضُهَا, its breadth is السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, the distance between the skies and the earth. This is just the ard, the width of Jannat. Imagine the length of Jannat. And this is just for our understanding. Allah Ta'ala, like you ask a small child, how much do you like me? He'll extend his hands as far as his hands can go. For the child to express how much he likes us. Yeah, for our understanding. Jannat is far more bigger and more huge than this even. But Allah Ta'ala, for our understanding, Allah says that this is just the breadth of, or the width of Jannat. Imagine what the length of Jannat will be. U'iddat lil muttaqeen. Jannat has already been created. Jannat is not just a feeling. No. Jannat is something that is not abstract, something that is tangible. We will be entering into Jannah. It is a huge garden. There are palaces, there are rivers, and there are fruit, there is food, there is provisions. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Jannah has already been created for who? Al-Muttaqeen. Right from the beginning, in the whole of Ramadan, taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. I mentioned last night, in all the different deeds that Allah ta'ala mentioned in the second juz, Allah says, taqwa, muttaqeen, taqwa. Now in this verse, who are the muttaqeen? Very quickly, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. Those who spend in the path of Allah. In times of prosperity, the man has got plentiful, he's giving, mashallah. وَالضَّرَّىٰ. Even when he is going through some difficulty, then too, he is still spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, there are several narrations in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where she was fasting. One date she has to open her fast. Some beggar comes. She tells her servant, just give this person something. She says, we've just got one date and that's for you to open your rosa. She says, give it to the poor person. So even in times of difficulty and constraint, then too they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first one. Who are the muttaqeen? Those who spend in all conditions. Whether they've got plentiful or they don't have, they still spend some in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and they swallow the anger. They eat up the anger. There is a narration of Uyayna bin Hisan, radiallahu ta'ala. He was a Bedouin, and he came once to his nephew Hur bin Qais, radiallahu ta'ala. Hur bin Qais was amongst the very chosen ones and the close ones to Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala. He was part of the ulama, the qurra, and his shura. Umar radiallahu ta'ala would have some elderly people and some young people whom he would seek their counsel and mashura. And Hur bin Qais, the nephew of Uyayna, was among those people. So he had a very close contact with Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was Amir al-Mu'mineen at that time. So the uncle comes, he says, Hur, I see you got a good connection, contact with Amir al-Mu'mineen. I need to speak to him. Organize, arrange a meeting for me. He says, no problem. Umar radiallahu gives permission. As the uncle, Uyayna bin Hisan, enters, he doesn't even address him with respect, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, Yabn al-Khattab, O son of Khattab, لا تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكموا فينا بالعدل. He says, you don't give us surplus. In other words, you're hoarding your wealth. You're not distributing freely and equally. You're not giving us. And you don't deal with justice. Who could be more just than Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala? Naturally, what an allegation. You're not spending on us. You're mising with the wealth. And you're not dealing with justice. Umar radiallahu ta'ala became enraged, became angry. He was almost going to strike Uyayna bin Hisan. And Hur bin Qais sees this, immediately intervenes. What does he say? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, forgive, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, command good, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, move away from the ignorant ones. وَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, this uncle of mine, he's from the ignorant ones. Umar radiallahu ta'ala didn't move a step further. He stood there, immediately he retracted. He became calm and cool. وَكَانَ وَقَافًا عِنْدَ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. He would practice on every verse of the Quran. The moment he heard this verse, he didn't look for some type of fancy interpretation and justify his action. Immediately he stopped. And he did not say anything, but he swallowed his anger. He drank his anger. In the month of Ramadan, many of us, we lose it. We become angry. So again, we go to keep on suppressing ourselves. The moment we become angry, think of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, what he did. Zainul Abidin, he is Ali bin Hussein bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali's grandson, Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi, very great person. He is making wudu, his slave girl, she is pouring the wudu water for her. She's got an earthen jar, the matka. And as she's pouring the water, it slipped from her hand. It was heavy and it struck him on his head. Obviously, anything like that happens, any one of us will become angry. So the moment he became angry, he read these verses. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, reminding him of the muttaqeen and those who swallow the anger. So he suppressed his anger. Then she says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive people. He said, I forgive you. She was very intelligent. She says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves the good doers. He says, I have freed you for the sake of Allah. She made a mistake, but she earned her freedom. Why? Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi was not like us. These people were real Allah walas. Real Allah walas. May Allah make us like them. Whoever suppresses his anger, whoever restrains his anger, he has every ability to give vent to his anger, but he restrains himself. Kaffallahu anhu adhabahu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will pull back, withdraw his anger from such a person on the day of qiyamah. ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. Rasul says, a pehlwan, a strong person, is not a wrestler who can pin his opponent to the ground and say, mashallah, I'm very strong. No, no, no. A real strong man is that man at the time of anger, he suppresses his anger. He is regarded as a shadid, the strong person. So, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, third quality, and they forgive people. So, the three qualities of the muttaqeen mentioned here, those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of prosperity and in difficulty, they swallow the anger, drink the anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they forgive people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves those who are good. وَالَّذِينَ, and those, إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَ, when they commit any immoral act, any sin, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they have oppressed themselves by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we talk about when a person disobeys Allah, he's actually making zulam upon himself. That is why Rasulullah said in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, dua, after tashahud, learn this dua, read it. Allahumma inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kabira aw kathira. Oh Allah, I've oppressed myself, a big oppression. Oh, a lot. In other words, I made a lot of gunas. Imagine you're reading salat, but still you are told to make this dua before your salam. Any deficiencies in our salat? Ya Allah, we didn't make your rukubi, we didn't bow down to you properly, we didn't have that khashiyah, that khushu, khudu. Allah, our mind wandered everywhere. And besides the other gunas that we have done, Allah, forgive us. There's nobody else but you who can forgive us. So these people who have done wrong, even the moment they do wrong, zakarullah, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and they seek repentance for their sins. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ, Allah says there can be nobody else who can forgive sins but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After making tawbah, the important thing now, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and now after knowing, then they are not persisting in the sin again. They're not persistent. The moment they made tawbah, istighfar, they are genuine. Genuine in their tawbah, istighfar. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. These people, their jaza, their reward is forgiveness from their Rabb and Jannat, gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will remain perpetually in there. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِرِينَ, and such a beautiful, such a great reward is for those who are doers of good. So may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. There are many, many other verses in Surah Ali Imran. I promise we will have a short program, but just very quickly, in our Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala talks about aspects of the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud, and the lessons that the Muslims learn, especially in Uhud. Badr, they were victorious, despite these small numbers. In Uhud, initial defeat they suffered. Because they did not obey a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 50 archers were kept at the mountain pass, and when they saw the man ghanimah, the booty being distributed, some of them thought, nah, it's okay, let's go down and get our share also. Others said, no, Rasulullah told us to stay put here. So few of them remained, the rest came down. That's when they were attacked from behind. Abu Sufyan then attacked them, and there was initial defeat, but then afterwards we find that they fought back. But there were lessons also, and these two battles have been mentioned also in this verse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His greatness. If you look at the sky, the earth, everything. Those who are ulul albab, the intelligent ones, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. Qiyaman, standing, sitting, while they're lying back. You're sleeping in your cozy bed. Nobody stops you from saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah. In fact, in the night, when your eyes open, do this. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah. There is a hadith, a narration for this, and I discussed it in one of the majlises. Then when you wake up, you're feeling lazy at that time, just to jump out and read tahajjud. So read the fourth kalima. Read the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Then you read the third kalima. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then Allahumma ghfirli. Allah forgive me. Basic thing to do. If you get tawfiq, after that, any person who wakes up, then he makes wudu, and then he reads namaz or dua, his duas will be answered. At least this much we must try and do. So this verse again, Allah Ta'ala talks about those who ponder over His creation, the alternation of the night and the day, and the creation of the skies and the earth, and they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. All these things you have created, not in vain. This is the purpose why you created the skies, the earth, to show your oneness, your greatness, your supremacy, your power, And then one verse, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And this is what we need to get. Whoever is kept away from Jahannam, and he's entered into Jannah, he is kamiyab, he is successful, he is triumphant, he is victorious. May Allah make us amongst those who are faizin. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.